This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pass to Warren quickly. Down to 6 seconds. Carr going down again. And it's Quinnen Williams this time for the Jets.
Over the middle in the air. Picked off. Brian Poole to the end zone. Touchdown.
The punter to beat and the punter brings him down. Braden Mann. Saved a touchdown, most likely.
Looks right. Fires a bomb down the right sideline again for Mims.
You expect Caleb Farley to go really early and Patrick Surtain the second to go early. I think you're looking at the J.C. Horn, you know, his name around that spot.
Oh, my God.
The
Jets just hired Robert Saleh.
There you go. So
the Jets just hired Robert Saleh. We just got that tweet.
Let's go.
Adam Schefter.
I've kind of been alluding to this during the show.
And, oh, my God.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
Oh, what a relief. So all those people that were tracking the flights that were supposed to land, because somebody, I saw this on Twitter, that there was like five flights from Palm Beach going to Teterboro. And does this mean that the Jets are going to land Robert Saleh? Wow, what a time. I know we were talking about J.C. Horn, but let's get in that conversation. Connor.
I was like, why are you reacting like that to J.C. Horn?
I know. I had to cut him off. Connor, your instant reaction to the Jets hiring Robert Saleh.
I mean, you know, if anyone just listened to this entire show, and I hope you still released it, I literally just said both roads lead them to each other. So, listen, it's a good move for the Jets. He has great energy. He is not just this big defense meathead. He's a smart guy. He's a level-headed guy. He's dying for a head coaching opportunity. And I think he's gonna be the right energy for the Jets after the Adam Gase era. And as you can tell, guys, I'm trying to answer some people right now. Sorry that I'm just like stumbling around here.
Don't worry about it. We'll let you go because I'm sure you're busy and you have a lot of stuff to do. Real quickly, the most important question, who can bench more, you or Robert Saleh?
Oh, he could outbench me. I mean, you see the size of that dude? Like, although I'll tell you, if you want to start spreading the rumors that I could bench more than him so we can make it a segment somewhere, okay. Start spreading those rumors. But seriously, yeah, he's a monster. And now that he's come to New Jersey, we'll figure it out. Figure it out.
Oh, great vibes. I mean, I was really worried about the Jets missing out on Saleh. I think he's the perfect guy. Michael and I have a reaction pod to break down. I'm not sure how we're going to edit this up, Connor, but we're going to get this out tomorrow. People will hear the instant reaction and your thoughts on the Jets draft and all the other coaching nonsense. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us. As I said, we'll let you go. Really quickly, plug your stuff. Obviously, you do a lot of things with the Jets, the Mets, Bleacher Report. Let our listeners know where they can find you.
Of course, guys. Yeah, a lot of exciting stuff coming to Bleacher Report. A lot of draft coverage stuff. You know, going to have a new show soon that I could talk more about in a couple of weeks and really excited about that and the three-day draft coverage and everything we do at Badlands for the Jets, me and Joe Caparoso, our show every week, which, you know, now I have to do an instant reaction for that since we had to tear up the other one. So
it's like the arms race. We're going to be trying to release ours at the same time you guys are releasing yours. So
I mean, yeah, it's all right. It'll be fun. You know, everybody got to hear my live reaction on here. And, you know, you guys do such a good job. And I mean that because I really follow your guys' work and you guys are doing awesome. And it's good to catch up and we'll do it again before the draft, right?
Most definitely. We'll finish that that offseason topic about the draft and free agency and whatnot.
Yeah, no one cares about the Jets' second first round pick anymore. They're like, hey, we got a coach.
All right, we both have instant reactions to do. Connor, you're an inspiration to us both. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you taking the time. Have a great one. This is a great day to be a Jets fan.
Appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
See ya. Michael, I guess we should just
the instant. I was like, why are you saying, oh my God? I was like, what happened? Checking Twitter a lot. And then like that.
I have to give credit.
Let's go.
I have to give credit to Chris Mullen, who's at a Fans Take NYJ, because he was DMing me this morning saying there are 5 flights leaving from Palm Beach going to Teterboro Airport. 2 of the 5 are the same company that Robert Saleh. I mean, he was doing all the flight tracking. And I was like, do you really think the Jets are going to poach Saleh before he goes to the Chargers? And then I was like, well, you know, Rappaport just said that he's expected to go to LA and Schefter didn't say anything. I was like, it's unlikely, but I'll keep it. So I sent it over to Michael and Michael's like, oh, hopefully. And here we are at 10:20 at night, recording a podcast to go up for tomorrow morning to give Jets fans some hope. We can pretty much throw half that podcast in the garbage. I think we're probably just going to start it with the instant reaction. We're going to have to bring Connor on again.
We started with this, but I think we can leave all that because he kind of just told the whole story.
He built up to, there was a climax there.
this is our best pod.
Michael, your instant reaction. He was your top guy. I mean, we did the head coach rankings podcast. Oh my,
I can't believe it. I can't. I literally said when we talked about him on our podcast with Oscar, the first thing I said in the podcast was like, he's my number one guy, but I think it's too good to be true. Like the Jets are not going to attract my number one guy, maybe the number one guy as seen by the league, but here we are. Oh my God.
Was your number guy. He was your number one guy. I mean, for me, he was number two behind Pat Fitzgerald, but as far as realistic options, he was both of our number one guys. Break down what you love in Robert Saleh. You've done a lot of research on him the last few days. Bring up the analytics, bring up what he brings the team as a leader, bring up why was he your number one guy and why should Jets fans be absolutely stoked that they got this hire?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best way to put it is that he just has the best blend of raw coaching, both the on-field aspect and the off-field aspect. I think he's the best blend of those two things. We know about his intensity. You see the pictures, you see coaches pulling at him from the sideline. You see veins popping out of his head. You watch the interviews with him. He's as intense as it gets. So you know he brings that. But then on the field, his defense was outstanding in 2019. It was great this year, elite this year, top 5 to 6 with no Bosa, no Sherman, no Solomon Thomas, no D Ford, no DeForest Buckner, all those guys out, still an elite defense. And they progressed year over year. He adjusts his scheme based on the strengths and weaknesses of his players. He adjusts his game plan every week based on the strengths of the opponent. Like Oscar broke down, he'll play cover 4 if they're playing a spread offense. He'll play cover 1 because that's their main strength. That's what they need to do. He is adaptable week to week. He changed their core philosophies and scheme based on the assistants they brought in. He's willing to change his philosophies and just the way they play football, the way they play defense based on ideas other people give him. He's does not have a big ego. He's willing to change based on other people's ideas. He seems like a guy who has the abilities to lead all three phases. He's the complete package to me, the most complete package of all the candidates by far. So I'm thrilled. I'm so thrilled.
Oh my gosh. I know we were originally big Arthur Smith fans, but after we did all those podcasts and specifically the one we recorded with Oscar, I mean, he is not just a meathead. He is not going to come in here and be a maniac and screaming on the sidelines. He's much more than that. He's first of all, he's an intelligent guy. I mean, he's a brilliant defensive mind.
Michael Floor is our offensive coordinator.
Wow. Let's go. This is all coming out at once. And Oscar told us that LaFleur would most likely be the offensive coordinator. I'll ask you about LaFleur in a second. But with Saleh, I mean, he's just an intelligent guy. His players love for him. His players want to run through a brick wall for him. He's a natural born leader. In my mind, he was the number one head coaching candidate in a lot of NFL circles. He was the number two coaching candidate behind Brian Daboll. And the fact that the Jets are in a position to land a guy like Saleh really speaks volumes to Joe Douglas. I am absolutely blown away and excited about this hire. Mike, what are your thoughts on the Jets hire Mike LaFleur? You did an article the other day about the prospective staffs that these guys could build. What are your thoughts on LaFleur as an offensive coordinator? We obviously have to wait for the defensive coordinator and the rest of the staff to play out, but the Saleh and LaFleur pairing is certainly the best on the surface, the best coaching hire that the Jets have made in forever.
Oh yeah. This is a big part of it too. I didn't even mention that. Because this is who we assumed they'd be getting, one of LaFleur or McDaniel. But this was a big part of the package too, because, you know, look, all things being equal, if you have two identical coaches, but one coaches offense and one coaches defense, offense is probably slightly better. Quarterback is the most important position in the game. And the coach, his coordinator, whoever's running that offense, has a big part of his success. So all things being equal,
yeah, you would rather have an offensive guy you would prefer to, so you can have that in place for your quarterback. So, but it's a slight advantage. A defensive guy can still be great. There are plenty of them in the league. So
if the Jets are in a position where somebody wants to steal their offensive coordinator because their offense is doing amazing, I will take that over sitting through 14 weeks of cheering for a loss and watching, seeing ghost games.
If you're good enough to have your offensive coordinator get poached, your quarterback should be at the point where he'll still be good without him. I think that's the biggest thing. But this was another big plus of hiring Saleh, that he would bring one of these guys with him. And now they have a young up-and-coming offensive coordinator who did a really good job of their passing game the last two seasons. They were a top 10 passing attack in 2019 by DVOA with Garoppolo healthy. This year he was healthy for only six games, so you can't really judge them. But even, I mean, CJ Beathard had over 100 passer rating over his two starts, and the Niners were still in the top half of the league in both total passing yards and net yards per passing attempt this season. They use a lot of play action. Jimmy Garoppolo was a top 10 in both play action frequency and yards per attempt on play action in each of the past two seasons. So just another bonus of hiring Saleh that makes him a complete candidate.
And to quote Christopher Johnson, he is coaching to where offense is going. I mean, I will say that the direction that LaFleur will take this offense, hopefully will be into the 21st century, as the Jets have not had an offense that produces like San Francisco or like LA or any of these Shanahan disciples have in a long, long time. I'm just so ecstatic with this news. And speaking of Christopher Johnson, Jets fans aren't going to want to hear this, but he deserves a lot of credit. He deserves a lot of credit for, first of all, getting Joe Douglas in the building, making that — it was clumsy, but it was the right call to get Maccagnan out of there and getting Joe Douglas and ponying up the money to get Joe Douglas's guy in Robert Saleh. I mean, he deserves credit. I mean, the Jets, you can question the new uniforms. You can question hiring Gase and the timing of the GM search and the fact that we're heading for an 0-16 season. But Christopher Johnson deserves a lot of credit, and I think he's going to earn himself a lot of goodwill with the fans. Michael, I don't even know where to take this. Obviously, our instant reaction was live on the podcast. I'm absolutely ecstatic with the news. I don't think there's anything else to add for it right now. We will obviously have plenty of other podcasts breaking down what this means for the draft and film podcasts. I'm sure we're going to have Oscar back on and other people to break down Saleh and LaFleur and the rest of the staff. Absolutely ecstatic. Michael, anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
I don't know. I'm so excited.
It's an adrenaline. I can't even think of words.
Makes it even better. We thought we lost him yesterday.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know. That was
so good. You don't know what you have.
It was like a good movie. It was a good movie. We had all the excitement, and then we had the belly of the whale moment yesterday, and now it's the climax of the movie, and Robert Saleh has stormed back into Florham Park, New Jersey. Shout out to Bush Boy camping outside of the Florham Park gates and getting live shots of Robert Saleh like a TMZ photographer. I think he deserves a special shout out, but wow, an exciting time to be a Jets fan. I mean, I think the last 2 years have just been so painful because you're in a position where it's like, oh, this is not going to work out, but all right, we'll just cheer for the Jets and Gase positivity. And we got to the point where we're talking about, okay, how long do we have to wait until he's fired, or Sam Darnold, Adam Gase tied at the hip? We can throw all of that out. Robert Saleh is a legit head coaching hire to be happy about. He will get the honeymoon grace period. I am absolutely thrilled with this hire. You could follow us.
This is amazing.
You can follow us at CYJ Pod on Twitter. Tweet us your thoughts on Robert Saleh as the head coach of the New York Jets. That sounds crazy to say. Looking forward to the opening press conference. I doubt that he's going to snort crack beforehand and look like a maniac in the press conference. You can follow Michael at Michael_Nanny and myself at Ben W. Blessington. Find our podcast, Raven Listen Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Jets X Factor, the best place to go for Jets content. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast during an awful season and presumably knowing the Jets' more awful moments to come. But this is one of the few good ones. This is one of the rare moments where it's great to be a Jets fan. Savor it. Enjoy it. Robert Saleh is the new head coach.
Down to 6 seconds. Carr going down again. And it's Quinnen Williams this time for the Jets.
Over the middle in the air. Picked off. Brian Poole to the end zone. Touchdown.
Punter to beat. And the punter brings him down. Saved a touchdown, most likely.
Looks right. Fires a bomb down the right sideline again for Mims. What a catch by Denzel Mims.